Farmers and elevators who are owed money from grain trader Hunter Hansen will get some money back, but it won't be enough to make them whole. Hansen owned Midwest Grain Trading, a roving grain buyer, and Nodak Grain, which had elevators in Tunbridge and Roarville. He pleaded guilty to federal charges of money laundering and wire fraud. The case against Hansen says the Devil's Lake-based grain trader defrauded at least 60 farmers and other grain brokers in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Canada for more than $11 million. The two companies were declared insolvent, and the PSC was named trustee. In its recommendation to the court, the commission found 45 claims totaling more than $7.3 million to be valid. They will receive just under a total of $1.4 million from Hansen's trust fund. Commissioner Randy Christman said that's about 19% of what they're owed. In addition, seven creditors who had credit sale contracts would receive about 80%. That's $670,000 out of $837,000 in claims.
Frankly, I'm a little emotional with this case. There's been a tragic crime committed, and a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money. And it breaks my heart. And we're assigned the task of trying to mop up here a little bit and do the best we can for the victims. But frankly, we only have the tools that are available to us, and they're not enough. They're not adequate, and the losses are going to be substantial.
The commissioners say they tried over several legislative sessions to give them more tools to help farmers who are hurt by this kind of insolvency to no avail. And this was the last case of its kind the PSC is handling since grain inspections have been transferred to the State Agriculture Department. A Ramsey County District Judge will hold a hearing on the insolvency next June. Hansen also awaits sentencing on the federal charges. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.